From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Millman reporting. North Korea has a warning as new military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea are set to begin. North Korea is warning that the United States will be, quote, pouring gasoline on fire by conducting its annual war games in the South next week amid heightened tensions between Pyongyang and Washington. The U.S. and South Korea will join forces Monday to take part in an annual 10-day Ulchi Freedom Guardian exercise involving tens of thousands of troops. Combative rhetoric between the North and the United States intensified after North Korea tested two intercontinental ballistic missiles last month that appeared to bring much of the U.S. within range. That brought a retort from the U.S. president that Washington could rain fire and fury on the North. Some 17,500 U.S. troops will participate in this year's drills. That's a cutback from last year, according to the South Korean military. A top Spanish police official says there were 12 members of the cell behind the attacks on pedestrians in Barcelona and Cambrils, but none had precedents that linked them to terrorism, including the imam. A police official told reporters at a news conference today in Barcelona that our thesis is that the group had planned one or more attacks with explosives in the city of Barcelona, but he said officials have no concrete evidence about how a group of young men in the northeastern town of Ripoll were radicalized. Their families said they had no idea that their sons, brothers, or cousins were involved with terror attacks and were shocked because they seemed like such integrated youths with jobs, cars, and studies. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he is satisfied with how the administration formulated its new Afghanistan war strategy, but he won't discuss what it's about or what's in it. In remarks to reporters traveling with him to the Middle East, Mattis said he would not talk about the new policy until it's disclosed by President Donald Trump. But he said the deliberations, including talks at the Camp David presidential retreat on Friday, were done properly. He called the process rigorous and inclusive. Months ago, Trump gave Mattis authority to set U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan, but Mattis said he has not yet sent significant additional numbers. He has said he would wait for Trump to set the strategic direction first. As it commemorated World Humanitarian Day, the United Nations is calling for a stop to the deliberate targeting of civilians and humanitarians who risk their lives to assist the many desperate men, women, and children caught in war. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN's European headquarters in Geneva.
August 19th is the day when the United Nations lost its innocence. On that day in 2003, the United Nations office in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, was bombed, killing the head of mission, Sergio Vieira de Mello, and 21 others. Mona Rishmawi, who was working as de Mello's human rights agenda advisor, survived the terrorist attack because she was late for a meeting called by Sergio.
Well, and it was the first time we realized that, no, we could be targeted for something very, very serious. So I think it basically started to take more precautions about how to deliver some of its work and how to deliver humanitarian, particularly humanitarian assistance.
5 years after this tragic event, the General Assembly adopted a resolution designating August 19th World Humanitarian Day to pay tribute to aid workers who risk their lives in the service of others. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S.-backed Iraqi security forces have begun a multi-pronged military operation to retake the town of Tal Afar west of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Tal Afar and the surrounding area is one of the last pockets of IS-held territory in Iraq after victory was declared in July in Mosul, the country's second-largest city. The town, about 150 kilometers east of the Syrian border, sits along a major road that was once a key IS supply route. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in a televised speech to the nation broadcast on state television early Sunday, the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Al-Abadi said his message to IS was, you either surrender or die. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.